Shinim Makom Ba'Achila is a confusing topic that sometimes people don't take into consideration. And let's just discuss it for a few moments. The Gemara says in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim that Shinim Makom Sarach Levarich, if a person is eating and then he changes location, he has to make a new bracha. That would include changing a location and then eating in the new location, or changing one's location and then coming back to the first location. Such as if a person is eating at home and walks outside for a moment and then comes back, that would count as shinui makom, and one would need to make a new bracha. However, there is a machlokus in the Gemara whether this applies across the board or whether there are limitations. There's an opinion that claims that this is only true for dvarim she'ein tu'unim bracha acharemim koman, for food items that you don't have to make a bracha achrona in the place where you ate. So then when you change locations, so that's already like a significant break or a conclusion to that eating, and then when you want to eat again, you have to make a new bracha. Whereas if it's dvarim hatzeunim bracha acharemim koman, if it's foods that require a bracha acharona in the place where you ate, so there's machlokas what that includes, but certainly bread would be on the list, perhaps any alamichi items, or perhaps any main shalosh items. So then, even if you change locations, you do not have to make a new bracha. Another opinion the Gemara says, that doesn't make a difference, always a new bracha is required. There is a further machlokas harishonim, two-pronged machlokas harishonim. Number one, how do we paskin on this issue? Does shinui makom always require a new bracha? And number two, when it does require a new bracha, so does it require just a new bracha rishona to continue eating? Or do you have to make a bracha achrona on what you ate already? And then a new bracha rishona on what you're about to eat. So this comes out as a machlokas mechaber rama in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Ayin Ches. The Mechaber writes that any time that a person changes location, no matter what he's eating, if he wants to continue eating, he has to make a bracha achrona on what he already ate, and then a new bracha rishona on what he's about to eat. So that means if a person moves from one place to another, wants to continue his meal, or if a person even just steps outside for a moment into the backyard or outside his front door and comes back in, unless there are other people participating in the suda and they're still at the table, unless that's the case, he has to first make a bracha achrona on what he already ate, and then a new bracha rishona in order to continue eating. The Rama writes at the end of Sif Beis, after quite a discussion by the Mechaber, I disagree with everything that's been said so far, and I hold two disagreements. First of all, where a new bracha is required in Shinui Makom, it's only a new bracha rishona. You don't have to make a bracha achrona and then a new bracha rishona, and then the bracha achrona at the end covers everything. But, he says, I hold that's only for dvarim hatu ashein tunim bracha acharemim koman. Only for let's say, bari nefashos items. But if a person is eating a bread meal, or perhaps even if a person is eating mizonos, anything that requires a main shalosh, and he changes location, no new bracha is required. You can continue eating and based on the first previous bracha that you already made. The Rama writes, it would be better not to get into the situation, better not to have the Shinui Makom. The Mishnah Berurah writes, unless a person planned it out in advance. If in advance you thought, I'm going to start my meal here, then I'm going to move to a new location and finish there, that's no problem, even l'chadchila. Otherwise, best to avoid. But if a person did it, Shinui Makom, ein sarach levarech, if it is for those items that require a bracha acharona in the place where you ate. Interestingly enough, the Rav Avad Yosef writes that even though we Svardim generally follow the Mechaber, we are very careful about Safek Brachos Lahakel, even Neged, Dat, Maran, and any case where there's a Machlokas Aposkim counts as a Safek Brachos, and therefore even Svardim, he says, definitely should avoid the situation of Shinui Makom. But if they have a Shinui Makom, they would not make a new Bracha for foods that do require a bracha achron in the place where you ate, to be choshish for that opinion brought down by the Rama. Just in conclusion, this whole discussion is for situations where a person was semi-kavua when he first started to eat. But let's say a person is eating on the run. He's having some fruit as he walks, as he goes out the door. So he's never kavua to begin with. So then, it's not really called a shinui makom, and even for bar nefashos items, he would not be required to make a new bracha, as indicated by Shulchan Aruch Kufayin Chesifei in the Mishnah Berurah there. Have a great day. If everyone could stack a few chairs, that would be much appreciated.